Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. I'm Diane Canada, your host. I'm so glad you're here today. It's Tuesday, December the 5th, and we are in the Christmas season. Merry Christmas to you. I hope that so far it's been a warm and wonderful season for you. Today we're going to talk about Christmas trinket number 2. We are taking a departure from my normal podcast format, where we normally break down news topics and bring them into everyday conversation. But right now, as we're leading into the Christmas season, I know we're all busy. And so I just thought that these little 10-minute or less trinkets might be a way we could stay connected. And hopefully that these will bless you every day. So let's do Christmas trinket number 2. So today I have two things on my mind that I'd like to hopefully blend. Hopefully, as I prayed about this before I came on today, and I'm just letting the Holy Spirit speak through me because I am just like a world of emotions today. I want to talk about the light of the world because I'm seeing that differently this year. And then also want to talk about how that blends with the feeling of loss at this time of year. So hopefully this will make sense, but I just ask you, Holy Spirit, to help me articulate this, what I'm feeling. So when I was putting up my Christmas tree this year with my husband, and I was putting up a lot of Christmas lights, and I have these great ceramics that my mom makes me, and they light up. And I was just thinking about all this light now that's filling our house in this warm way. And it just so happens that I was reading in my Bible around scriptures around the light of the world, how Jesus is the light of the world. And it just hit me differently. You know, the Christmas tree really does signify the light of the world, because when Jesus was born, if we remember, born in a humble manger, he was born under the North Star. And I kind of think about that North Star being the star on our tree. I have an angel on my tree and here in my studio, but just these lights represent the security that we have in him. You know, this world, because we are in a fallen world and there's a sin nature here and there are evil principalities and powers, which basically I have learned principalities means like regions, dominion that the enemy has over certain areas of the earth. And, you know, I just think about the darkness, everything that is about the enemy and his tactics leads to darkness. I heard a story about a person who had a near-death experience, and they just talked about how the eternal, like just this vast darkness, how it just terrified them. And when Jesus talks about that, he says, you know, that death is separation from God and separation from that light. So like, I know when we're in a, we're in a dark night, right? When we're in a, maybe the midnight hour or that witching hour, they talk about 3 a.m. and it just feels like the world is so dark. You know, we look for things like night lights, or we go flip on a light just to kind of make us feel secure in that dark. And so the light of the world is so important, but more importantly, that light that Jesus brings, when the word was with God in the beginning and God said, "Let there be light," that light is so, I'm so drawn to it. The darkness, right? People that are in darkness, they're blinded by it. Like, they don't want to see it. They're blinded by it. They resist it. They run from it. They want to, you know, hide from it. But when you're walking with Jesus and you're really in relationship with him, then you bask in that light. Like, we've had a couple of pretty days here in Nashville, and I've been out just, you know, basking in the sunshine and just feeling the warmth of it on my face. And just, it's so much better to walk in the light with the Lord. So I've got on this ring today that my mom gave me. It's one of those reproductions from one of the rings that they found on Titanic. And it's very gaudy. I don't know if you guys can see it. It's very gaudy. But one of the reasons that I wanted to wear it today is because when the light hits it just right, it's just got all of these factions of, I mean, it's so brilliant. It's just such a beautiful, beautiful ring. And it reminds me of the light of the world. You know, so anything that you can do to just remind you to walk in that light and to be drawn toward that light and to resist that darkness, to understand that Jesus is the light of the world. Just as we're putting up our Christmas lights this year and we're decorating our homes and bringing all this extra light into our lives, I just think that it's very representative of the Christmas season. And thank you, Lord, for that light. But trying to connect the dots now, when we talk about the idea of loss, what it's bringing up for me in my spirit today is that even though there are people in my life right now that I don't have anymore for lots of different reasons, whether that be because they have gone on to be with the Lord or because of political division with my son, for instance, and my granddaughter, whatever it might be, there's people that I'm missing this year, you know, in this holiday season that if I allow it could really take me down a dark path. But because I'm so drawn to the light of Jesus, I stay in that hope. I stay in that hope that for reconciliation. And then I stay in that hope knowing that my loved ones who have passed on are with him in that eternal light. And that this is just a brief separation and one day we'll be back together again. So don't go down the dark paths. If you've got losses in your life that really tend to trigger you this season, I invite you back into the light today. And that light of hope, you know, as long as we have Jesus, we always have hope. And that hope is so rich and it's so important, especially at this time of year. You know, Jesus teaches us how to not just cope in life, but how to thrive in life, how to have it to in abundance to the full until it overflows. We're not just here to get by until he comes back for us. He wants us to be fully blessed in this life, no matter what losses we've taken or no matter what happens. And so getting into your scriptures every day will help a lot. Right now, I'm just really clinging to mine. And so I invite you back into that light. Jesus is the light of the world. The word is light. So if you start to go down that dark path, gravitate back toward him, open your Bible, and that will help remind you of that light that is within us and around us at all times. All right. I hope that helps you today. Let me pray for you. Father God, thank you. Thank you so much for the light that we don't live in darkness. But Lord, because of you, you light up everything in our lives. You light up our hope, our hearts, our imagination, our dreams and our wishes and the promises that you have for us. Lord, everything about you is light and we choose to walk in that today. We thank you for being the light of the world. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, ladies, we got this. Christmas trinket number 2. I will see you tomorrow. Lady up. Bye-bye.